Leviticus 25 and verse number 10, the Bible says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." And I want to say good morning to you today. And this is Pastor Wynn Greer from the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. And this is a ministry of the church. We do appreciate you listening in. And I'd like to take just a moment, if you are in the area, to invite you to any or all of our services. Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Sunday school for all ages. Then we have 11 a.m. worship service, second and fourth Sunday night at 6 p.m., and then every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We are located just a few miles outside of the Boone city limits on Highway 105 South. I believe if you went 3 miles from the last red light, you'll turn right on Baird's Creek Road. We are 1 mile up Baird's Creek Road. And so we appreciate you listening in today. I do want to welcome all of our listeners right here on WATA, then our listeners on WZAP in Bristol, and also our listeners in Watertown, South Dakota on 89.1 FM, The Truth. And today, this radio broadcast is originally going out Tuesday, November the 6th. Of course, we have the replays for WZAP and 89.1 on Saturdays, but today is Election Day. This is a pre-recorded broadcast. I'm scheduled to be out of town this Tuesday morning, and Lord willing, today I will be at the Dyson Grove Baptist Church this morning. That's over in Mountain City, Tennessee, with Pastor Leonard Fletcher, and I appreciate the opportunity to be over there and preach. So this is something that we've pre-recorded. I'm recording this on the Sunday before the election, and so I wanted to let you know what was going on this morning, because things are just a little bit different than they usually are. Now, most of the time, for the past few years, we have had before Veterans Day a visitor in the studio, and usually it's been Brother Rick Cornejo from the local American Legion right here in Boone, North Carolina, and he comes in usually before Veterans Day and before Memorial Day. But because of the conflict there with me being out of town on the Tuesday, he won't be with us today. But he usually comes in and we talk most of the time about Veterans Day. We talk about the local American Legion. They do a wonderful job. If you have somebody in your family that passes away, or maybe you are a veteran and you would like to have a military funeral, or have that incorporated into your funeral services, they work with the family and through the funeral home in doing that, and they do a wonderful job. They make sure taps is played and the flags and the 21-gun salute and all of those things. They just do a wonderful job. So they're there. They are there and available for that. We do appreciate so much our veterans, a veteran being anybody that has ever served in the military. They are veterans. And so we appreciate our veterans. And this Sunday, November the 11th, is Veterans Day. And I want to take just a moment, and I want to go down a list. You know, we appreciate, as veterans, those businesses that recognize Veterans Day. So I wanted to mention just a few of the things that are going on Veterans Day, or Monday after Veterans Day, Monday, November the 12th. For example, on Monday, November the 12th, from 4 to 9 p.m., Golden Corral will be giving out Veterans Day meals to any person who has ever served in the U.S. military or is on current active duty. So Golden Corral on Monday, November the 12th. And then Applebee's, stop into a participating Applebee's on Sunday, November the 11th, to get your Veterans Day free meal. Now, some of these you need to bring in a proof of military service, such as a U.S. Uniform Service ID card, a U.S. Uniform Services Retired ID card, current leave and earnings statement, photograph in uniform, be wearing your uniform, a veterans organization card such as American Legion or VFW or a DD-214. So I don't know how strict they would be on all of that, but they need to know somehow that you did serve in the military. Take one of those old pictures and show to them if you don't have anything else. So Applebee's Olive Garden on Sunday, November the 11th. Denny's has a Veterans Day all-you-can-eat pancakes. That's on Monday, November the 12th. And TGI Friday's Veterans Day free lunch on Monday, November the 12th. Chili's on Sunday, November the 11th, 2012. They're offering different meals on that day. Krispy Kreme free donut and coffee on Sunday, November 11th. Outback Steakhouse has a free blooming onion on Sunday and Monday. And Lone Star Steakhouse also has something on Monday, November the 12th. Texas Roadhouse Steakhouse, free Veterans Day lunch. Little Caesars, free crazy bread. Harris Teeter is offering 11% discount for vets on Sunday, November the 11th. And then Lowe's has a 10% Veterans Day discount. Moe's Boots in Boone and West Jefferson is giving a veterans discount and a free gift. Check with the customer service rep for the amount of the discount. So that's a local business, Moe's Boots in Boone and West Jefferson. And then I wanted to say also that on Monday, November the 12th, Watauga County Chapter of the Military Officers Association will have their Veterans Day program at the Boone Mall beginning at 11 a.m. So on next Monday, if you're out at the Boone Mall, or you can go to the Boone Mall at 11 a.m., and they're going to have a special Veterans Day program. And so we do appreciate our veterans. We wouldn't want to just pass over that and not say something about our veterans. Now, of course, as we've already pointed out, today is Veterans Day, or today is, now I've got my mind mixed up, today is Election Day. And I want to read out of Isaiah chapter number 3. Those of you that are regular listeners to the radio broadcast, you know in this past year we have spent a great deal of time in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9, we spent time in Isaiah chapter 8 when we were talking about the bricks are falling down, but we will build with hewn stones. And we spent, I think, about 12 weeks just going over Isaiah chapter number 9 and the attitude of the nation there. Well, I want to read in Isaiah chapter number 3, and I'm going to read several verses beginning, though, just to get us started. I want to read verse number 8. For Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of His glory. And I want to take the Bible, the Word of God today, and just talk a little bit on the subject, why it will not matter who becomes president. Why it will not matter who becomes president. Now, I'm not saying not to go vote. I believe voting is very important. I think if you know me any at all, you know me enough to know that I think voting is important, praying about it, going to the polls. I've already voted. I voted on Halloween, October 31st. I told my wife I wanted to do something scary on Halloween, so we went and voted. That's what we did. And I've already done that. I'm not saying not to vote, especially in our local elections. The judges and things, they are oh so important to our nation, and it does make a difference, and people need to get out and they need to vote. But I've been studying over the past year and a half, and really thinking a lot about our nation, the course of our nation. I've been looking and studying in the Word of God, just where are we as a nation in relationship to the Lord. And I really believe, I'm not just trying to be controversial or bring up something, you know, that give a good title to a radio broadcast or something like that. But if you think that just changing people in the White House or in the House of Representatives, in Congress, senators. You know, if you really think that's going to just change our nation around overnight, I don't believe you have a proper concept of how things really, really are. You know, sometimes we hear in election years some politician, usually president, because they're elected for four more years, and they'll come out and they'll say that very thing, four more years, give me four more years. You know, I think we're going to have four more years. I believe we're going to have four more years of controversy. Now, today is election day, and we know that already there is controversy surrounding the election. As soon as the Hurricane Sandy hit, and they begin to talk about all the power outages, how is this going to affect Election Day, what's going to happen, are they going to postpone Election Day, can election be postponed? And I'm telling you, this, I really believe there's going to be a controversy out of this election. That's sort of been the way our nation has been going in the past several years. You know, there was controversy in the 2000 election when it was between George Bush and Al Gore. And I don't think, or maybe you're not aware of this today, but actually in the American presidential election in the year 2000, from Election Day to way up in December, our government was just sort of all up in question, because we didn't really know until up into the month of December who the president actually was. You remember back in 2000, controversy, and it boiled down to the votes in Florida. And you remember the hanging Chad. You know, people had went to the polling place and the election booth and punched their little paper and little piece of paper hanging off. And so actually the Supreme Court decided, and they awarded the presidency to George W. Bush. And so that we heard a lot about that over the years. Well, it was a stolen election anyway, and there was a lot of controversy. Well, I don't believe it's going to matter who wins today, if we even find out today who wins the election, whether it's Obama or whether it's Romney. I believe there's going to be controversy about it. If Obama wins, I've already seen things about voter machines that people cast ballots for Romney and it came up Obama. If Romney wins, the Obama side, they're going to say, well, people didn't get to vote and our votes weren't counted because of the hurricane. And it's just a mess. Our whole nation, our whole system is a mess. Do you know that during the year 2000, the government of Israel was in a state of uproar at the exact same time as ours was? President Ehud Barak's government in Israel was in a state of disarray from late October to December, in part because President Bill Clinton had that previous summer had Barak and Yasser Arafat together at Camp David trying to come up with a solution to the peace process over there, and it had all blowed up, and there was rioting in Israel. There was a confrontation upon the Holy Mount over there, and Ehud Barak, you know, he had to readjust his elections, and so they were in a mess the same time that we were in a mess. And I've talked a lot about that over the past year, how that in Obadiah chapter 1 verse 15, the Word of God says basically, whatever you do to Israel is going to happen to you. As thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. And so I believe we're going to have four more years of controversy. I believe we're going to have four more years of calamity. We've had one thing after another over the past, I'm going to say, 21 years. I talked last week about the perfect storm that hit October the 30th in 1991, destroyed President Bush's home. up in Maine. Then, 21 years later, Hurricane Sandy hits the Northwest. And my, what destruction, and how our hearts go out to those that have been affected because of this. But it's been one thing after another. I believe we're going to have 4 more years of conspiracy. I believe we're going to have 4 more years of conflict in our government, in our society. I mean, things are not going well in America, and just changing presidents is not the answer to what we really need in America. We have a spiritual problem, and we need a spiritual answer, and I believe that's in a revival, a return of God's people to the old paths of the Word of God, a real revival. I believe we're going to have 4 more years of crashes, stock market crashes, economic crashes, housing crashes, and things just do not look good. Well, I'm just not going to get on here and give you a bunch of bad news. I want to take just a few minutes and give you something from the Word of God. And so we look at Israel in Isaiah chapter number 3, and I read in verse number 8, the Bible said, "For Jerusalem is ruined, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of his glory." Now, he said Judah and Jerusalem is fallen, and then it said because. There's always a cause. And I would say, first of all, today, just by way of a little outline, why it's not going to matter who becomes president, because number one, we have forsaken our Creator. You know, the Declaration of Independence refers to our Creator, that we're created equal in the sight of the Lord. But we in America, we have forsaken our Creator. Our founding forefathers, they believed in God. They believed God had brought us to this nation. They believed that God had endowed us with certain inalienable rights, and they referred to the Lord, the God of the Bible, as their Creator. But we have forsaken our Creator. And the Bible said there, Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord to provoke the eyes of his glory. The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Now, Isaiah is saying the country is ruined. The nation is fallen. And he said, because their sin is as Sodom. They declare their sin like Sodom. They hide it not. And I personally believe that our nation's promotion and condoning of and acceptance of the sin of homosexuality. Now, I'm not just saying that to be mean, but from what I've studied in the Bible, from what I've seen examples in history and what is going on in the United States even right now, I believe the judgment of God is upon our nation and any nation that accepts and promotes and condones the sin of homosexuality is God's last straw for a nation. Of course, we could go to Genesis chapter 19 and read over there about Sodom and Gomorrah. I will say this, there's more sin than that, though. It's not just that sin, it's all sin. And they have become brazen about their sin. They become proud in their sin. They've put their sin out there for the whole world to see, and they just do not care anymore. And that's how we are in America. We have forsaken our Creator. Our military now, I read something the other day, is going to require the chaplains to perform homosexual marriages, even if they don't want to, if it's against their religion, if it's against their biblical conviction, they're going to have to do it, or their time in the military is going to be over. And if you know anything about the history of chaplains in the military, our nation has had some wonderful chaplains. George Washington made a provision, made sure there were chaplains And it wasn't just to please the men. It was so that they would have the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ preached unto them. And for many, many years, they would have a Protestant chaplain. They would have a Baptist chaplain. They would have a Jewish chaplain, or they would have a Catholic chaplain later on. And for many years, that's what it was in America. But of course, now we see there's everything. But we have forsaken our Creator. That's why it's not going to matter who becomes president. Second of all, we begin to feel our consequences. In verse number 1 of Isaiah chapter 3, the Bible said, "For behold, the Lord of hosts, doth take away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stay and the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water." Now, what happens to a nation that is under the judgment of God? The Lord takes away their natural resources. What he was talking about here, what it's talking about here, the staff, the whole stay of bread and the whole stay of water. He's talking about food. He's talking about water. Who would have ever thought what we've seen happen during Hurricane Sandy with people that are going hungry, people that are displaced from their homes for such a great amount of time? I mean, it's just one thing right after another in America. This past summer, our nation's corn belt, what they call it, the farming belt, 80-90% drought. No crop whatsoever. Corn, soybeans, crops way off in other places. I'm telling you, I read an article the other day that said that civilized living in America was 9 meals away from being out of food. Most people have 3 days worth of food in their cabinet, in their cupboard, in their refrigerator. Civilized society is 3 meals away from anarchy, from starvation. God said to the nation that was sinful in his sight and bragged about it and forsook him, God said, "I'll take away the stay and the staff." And then he goes on down. I've got to move on this morning. Verses 2 and 3, he said, this is something else that the Lord doth take away. Verses 2 and 3, "The mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet and the prudent and the ancient, the captain of 50 and the honorable man and the counselor and the cunning artificer and the eloquent orator." There are 11 different men that are mentioned there in verses 2 and verse number 3. And those 11 men are great men, leaders, people that are job creators, people that are military men, mighty men. Even the prophet, he talks about, God said to the nation that is under the judgment of God, God said, "I'm going to take your greatness away." And let me say, that's where we are in America. Whatever happened to greatness in America? Politicians, they are just automatically branded as liars and crooks. I know that not all of them are like that, but you know what? You know one reason why they have that reputation? Because a lot of them are. They've lied. They take bribery, and I mean, just get up there and do whatever they want to do. God said, "I'm going to take your greatness away from the nation." Somebody asked me a while back, they said, "Who are you going to vote for?" And I said, "I'm not voting for anybody." And they looked at me like, "Well, what do you mean by that?" I said, "I'm not voting for any of them." I said, "I'm voting against somebody." And that's the way it's become in America. It's the lesser of two evils. How sad that is in our nation. We have begun to feel our consequences naturally, spiritually, politically, economically. Our nation is on the brink of a terrible, terrible cliff. Physically, financially, on and on we could go. We begin to feel our consequences. A nation that's under the displeasing hand of God. Number 3, I must move on. Time's going to run out. This is something I could say a whole lot about today, but we have forgotten our Constitution. I'm going to read verse number 12 for sake of time. I could read verses 4 and 5 and what as well. It talks about, he said, I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. Verse 5, and the people shall be oppressed, every one by another. Verse number 12, he said, as for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. We have gotten so far away from our Constitution. Those of you that know the radio broadcast, you know I've talked a lot about this in the past, but we have gotten so far away from where we need to be as a nation. God gave us a Declaration of Independence and a Constitution, and we, our Democrats and our Republicans, are so far removed from even knowing what the Constitution says that it's not even funny. A lot of this stuff that is going on in our nation, the Department of Homeland Security, do you know that name even came right out of Nazi Germany? They called what they were doing before World War II and during all the atrocities over there, they called it Homeland Security. Why are you doing all this? Homeland Security. You know, we've got to protect people and watch out for bad people and all of this kind of stuff. The Bible said in Proverbs 28 and verse number 2, for the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof. And what that translates into today is the more we sin, the more we have oppression, the more we have bureaucracy, the more we lose our freedom. That's what happens. You cannot have liberty and license to sin and go right on and on and on. The more we sin, the more we lose our liberty. I must move on. We've forgotten our Constitution. We have to find our candidate. Verses 6 and 7, it said, when a man shall take hold of his brother and the house of his father, saying, thou hast clothing, be thou our ruler, and let this ruin be under thy hand. In that day shall he swear, saying, I will not be an healer, for in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people. Now, the Bible gives this admonition in Deuteronomy 17 and 15, thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord thy God shall choose. Do you think that we've got the candidate today, the candidates today, who the Lord has chosen, the one that God wants? I think not. We've got to go out and find somebody. We've got to trick somebody. We've got to find somebody that's got enough pride and enough foolishness together and enough smarts that they think that, you know, they can be the president. Good people don't want anything to do with politics a lot of times. They say, I don't want to be involved in that mess. We have to go out and find and dig and, you know, get somebody to be a candidate instead of the Lord giving us somebody. And then last of all, I've got to get on today and finish up what we need to focus on. I've said why it will not matter who becomes president. Our nation, my goodness, we're a long ways from where we ought to be. And it might just very well be that God is through with the United States of America. And so I'll say last of all, as I'm closing today, what the focus of our conclusion ought to be. I'm going to read verse 10 here. It said, say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doing. Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him. I'm going to close just by saying this today. Do you know what? It's going to be all right for the children of God. If you're not saved, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need that more than you need anything else in this world. Romney's not going to save you. Obama can't save you, but I'm glad the Lord can. And the Bible says that it shall be well with the righteous. We may not know who the president is, but we know who the king is, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's going to be all right for the people of God. America might pass off the scene, but God is not going anywhere. He's on the throne. He's in control. Well, thank you for listening. Have a great day. Pray for us. And God bless you is our prayer.
This has been Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wayne Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to reach us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596, or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's MTLEBANONBC.org.